We're talking with Dr. Josh Lofton. Josh, you were sharing with the folks here about some of the soybean production changes that we've got in the state of Oklahoma going. Several years back, we were growing a few acres of soybeans over in those northeastern counties, and that was just about it. Now we've got dramatically bigger numbers. You're talking about, big numbers this year, maybe next year.
Yeah, I mean, soybean acres have been growing substantially over the last couple of years, and while the commodity price still isn't great, it's better than some of the other alternatives. And so we've seen a lot of growers, even in our traditional eastern corridor, growing soybeans. But the biggest thing is we've seen a lot of folks in this north central region, northwest Oklahoma, start picking up soybeans. And so we've actually seen our biggest growth of soybeans coming around this north central area. And so that's a really good thing.
You indicated that there are some changes, though, some ways we need to approach the crop a little bit differently, agronomically speaking.
Yeah, and this goes from our more traditional system. Soybean has changed drastically in 10 years. We've seen new genetics, new technology coming in, new systems, new area. So we've got a lot of new things to our soybean production system. And today what we were talking about is looking at our plant populations. And are we planting the right populations, especially with commodity prices a little depressed, our seed prices a little elevated, we start have to really evaluating how much seed we're actually getting out there and if it's providing us a benefit.
For that producer that's looking at that, maybe they've kind of dabbled a little bit with soybeans up to now. What are the two or three things they really need to major on to be successful?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that's a big yield robber that we have in the state of Oklahoma is our insect, our late season insect. So when that soybean plant has gone to reproduction, we have a lot of insects that can go and feed on those individual pods, whether it be pod feeders, stink bugs, various worm species. We need to make sure to control those. They're very easy to control. They're just difficult to scout, and we need to make sure we're getting boots on the ground and scouting those. We always say start clean and end clean, and really a good pre-plant herbicide program is worth its weight in gold when you're talking about soybean, especially out here when we're starting to get a lot more resistant issues, with your pigweeds and your mare's tails. So need to make sure getting those long residuals out before the crop, really, really worth their weight in gold, like we said. And the biggest thing that I always tell people, it's not really glamorous and glorious, and you're never going to probably see 20 bushels, but we've seen consistently that 5 to 7 bushel increase with adding inoculum to your seed and making sure you get good nodulation. And really, it's a cheap input. It's a great safety net. And like I said, if it provides you a couple bushels, it's already paid for itself.
Seems like, given current commodity prices, even the lower prices we've got now, that soybeans have really penciled out well for guys versus, say, wheat, for example.
Yeah, they really seem to, and that is 100% on our growers of the state of Oklahoma. They've been able to kind of twist and look at their management, see what works for them, see what hasn't worked for them. And on soybeans, they're really aggressively looking at their inputs to say, what do I need and what can I live without, especially in these prices. So all of that has to be given to our growers here in the state. But yeah, it seems to be penciling out a little bit better. Some of our summer crops in general seem to be penciling out a little bit better than our wheat. We all know wheat's a critical part of Oklahoma production system, but having a good rotational crop in there elevates our wheat a little bit, gets a little bit better quality, a little bit better quantity on our wheat yield, and just helps serve the state better.
We're standing here in front of a pretty good looking Santa canola. Got to ask one canola question. As far as we've obviously been disappointed on acres the last few years. Part of that was the planting window this last fall. But canola, it's still something that can work well for a producer, right?
Absolutely. And this year shows the true potential of canola. We're sitting right here by a canola plot that will go and kind of reach the top end yield potential I think we're going to have in the state. I'm estimate this will probably get at least 60-70 bushel average for the trial, and we'll probably have a couple go a lot higher than that. So canola is still very viable. It's one of those things we have to manage a little more strictly. We do have that more narrow planting window. However, we see that just like wheat, when we get good timely rains in the fall and our winters are settle and we don't have those wild temperature swings, canola can work fantastic in the state. And you can just come to Lahoma and see how good some of Dr. Carver's plots look, and he rotates with canola. And so we can only take his example and kind of run with it as much as we can.